Welcome. No, I'm kidding. It's the We Don't Know Either podcast. Yeah. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We're not drunk casting today. Unfortunately, we tried with the schedules and finding a good chunk of a few hours of this week was just not going to happen.
I thought you were going to say we tried getting drunk and it didn't happen. And some of the downsides of working at bars every night.
No, that's never been true for me. It's two beers and I can't drive. But I'm aware of that and that's okay. And it also saves me a lot of money. So I'm totally fine with being a lightweight.
Cheap date.
But next week that will happen. So if you were looking forward to it, another full 7 days of anticipation. And if you weren't looking forward to it, you probably weren't listening anyway, so I don't care about you.
There you go.
We do have another brief update. So, Michael, can you fill Nick in about what he missed last week about the sports salaries?
Yeah, so Lindsay came across some data from, I believe, the Amdahl Gallery. Is that correct?
Amdahl Gallery. A-M-D-A-L-L.
Okay.
Basically, the question became, which sport has the highest salaried positions?
Yeah, I hosted this week. So right. I'm well aware of our listeners' response to Lindsay's interesting fact.
Okay, yes. There were a lot of interesting facts.
There's a lot of pieces to it.
There was a lot of... Lindsay did come with some great pieces, but because of the data set, it was just... Yeah. There's a lot of information there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sorry if I wasn't clear as to what question I was going to be asking. My fault for thinking everyone wanted as much information as possible.
This was my philosophy. Everybody in the room got it right. They all listened. They all knew what we were talking about. No, so that's what's important.
I was bitter because I was told I was all over the place, which is very true, and I'm already aware of that, and I don't need to hear it again, Mom.
Yeah, also, at this point, it's not changing.
Right.
No, we always appreciate the feedback. But anyway, so in the past, we have talked to the Library of Congress. We have called the Dallas Mavericks. We have gone to
Yeah, the architect for the Veterans Memorial in Canada.
But this
the Crayola Company directly.
Yes.
And we try to always be as accurate as possible. And those little scavenger hunts are always fun.
Yeah.
But for the first time in history, we had a source come to us to issue a correction.
Okay.
So John from this gallery, this is... a blog website that he runs. He's got background in software development. Anyway, he saw that he was getting a bunch of hits from districttrivia.com and he's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then he went, oh no. And he realized that his data set skewed it toward NBA because part of the positions weren't listed for the lower level salaries.
Uh-huh.
So it skewed the data.
Got it.
Artificially inflated the NBA. So that answer was not correct.
Oh, so that actually happened. So one of the players that I was talking to when I hosted this week said something about the interesting facts and about the data sets and about all that other stuff. And because I didn't get a chance to listen to the podcast this week, I didn't have a true idea what he was looking for. He goes, yeah, and then we clicked on the source, and right at the top of the page, it says, due to all of the people coming from District Trivia, like, here is the accurate information that you need in order to get your question right. I thought he was joking. Apparently that actually happened.
Yeah,
like,
it's
at
there.
The top of his page, it says, sorry, District Trivia players.
Yeah. Yeah. So John sent us an email, he contacted us via Twitter, also sent us an email, was super apologetic about it, but yeah, issued a correction. He went back through the data, triple checked it, quadruple checked it, and so the most paid per position of the four major sports is the DH, is MLB,
okay,
and then followed by center in the NBA. So the top, you know, 5 to 10 are still all baseball and basketball.
Yeah,
but the answer did change because of the data set that he entered.
David Ortiz, $200 million for four at bats a game.
Yeah. And it breaks it down by minutes, and it was super interesting. He does a lot of cool stuff. Definitely check out the website, and we have a listener now in Louisiana, which is cool.
John.
Yeah, thanks, John.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for correcting. This is the first time a source ever came back to us, so very cool.
Yeah. I have the author's note right here. Uh-huh. So just in December 2017, when checking this site stat, I saw I was getting hits from a podcast website, District Trivia. After listening to the episode, reading this article again, checking the data, I realized there was a significant mistake in the graphs, and he goes on to explain it.
Okay.
So,
yeah. It's all fixed.
It's all great. We really appreciate it. This is kind of fun for me. It's just like, oh, this is kind of just a cool thing that...
Yeah, and to put him on the spot, he said any, you know, publicly accessible data, he likes going through and doing all these charts and things. So now I'm like, oh, what do I want to know about?
Yeah, what do I want to stick him on?
Yeah.
So once again, the bottom line is District Trivia, Sojourner of Truth. Even if we have no idea what we're talking about.
My eyes actually hurt from rolling in the back of my head from when you said that.
I wasn't sure they were coming back around.
Yeah. Okay. So why don't we kick it off? And Michael, I would like you to go first.
Okay. So we're getting close to the end of the year, 2017.
Yeah, we're getting close to me putting that microphone and taping it to your face if you don't keep it in front of you.
Understood. We are making slight adjustments.
Have you eaten today, Lindsay?
I have eaten today, yeah.
I even brought her lunch.
Okay.
So, you threw me off. I'm like,
okay, your fact is interesting.
Yes,
you're doing
fact.
A great
yes.
job.
Thank you. Nick, I know you have cats.
Yep.
Are you a dog or cat person, Lindsay?
Oh, I'm a dog person.
Okay, perfect.
Cats. Oh, gosh.
This is according to Travel and Leisure magazine.
Ooh.
They ranked the top dog names across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
for both male and female.
Is this top as in the best?
Like, as in most names.
Most common.
Name. There we
most
go.
Most common pet yeah. names across all 50 states.
Cool.
You got to think like Rex and King for dogs.
Spike for dogs.
Yeah. Spike. Okay. Well,
was that the question?
Yeah. So that'll be my question. Yeah. What's the most common name for both male and female dogs?
Is it Spike?
Both.
It
male,
is not Spike.
Separate, Fluffy. Separate names, male and female.
Yes, they are two separate names. Okay. There's a name for male dogs. There's a name for female dogs.
Fluffy.
Not Fluffy.
King.
Not King.
No.
Duke is on here. It's on the top 10.
Oh, Ranger.
Ranger.
I know a few people that have dogs, and both of them are named Ranger.
Not on here. Ranger's not on here.
I'm going to go with Bo.
Bo.
Bo is interesting. No, Bo's not on here either. Pretty common name. Max for male dogs. Max.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And for female?
And for female. Well, I was going to ask. Just do you guys have
for
a couple
female
of
dogs?
I had a female dog.
I don't know.
I named her Lucy.
Lucy is on this list as number two.
Hey,
number two, well done.
Ahead of my time.
My dog is named Wendy, or was Wendy. She's dead, R.I.P. Yeah. Also, if your dog has to get put down, do not watch Toy Story 3 on the same day. Do not. At the time, I said, oh, man, I'm going to cheer myself with the kids movie. And then it ended up being all about...
abandonment.
And growing up. And this is my childhood dog that I had for... 18 years.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I cried for hours in the parking lot. Don't do it. But Wendy, because we were Peter Pan obsessed.
Sure.
And they're currently named Bonnie and Clyde, which I know is weird because they're brother and sister. But my brother wanted to name them Luke and Leia, and I could not give him the satisfaction of naming the dogs.
Right. No.
No, of course not.
So out of spite, I said no, even though I'm publicly admitting that that's a great name.
You know, you're kind of on the right thing, though. Bella. Number one.
Bella. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right, because Stella is now one of, and Stella and Ella are now some of the most popular girls' names in the country. Baby names.
Charlotte, number two.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
When we picked it years ago, it wasn't, but, you know,
so,
here we are.
Yeah, but, you know, they got, you know, for boys, so Max and Bella for boys and girls. For the rest of the top 10, it's, let's see, Charlie, Cooper, Buddy, Jack, Rocky with an IE, though, which
no,
I thought.
Fail.
Right. No, yeah. that was my thought. Rocky with a Y.
That is incorrect.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Oliver, Bear. You were close with King. Duke.
Okay.
Duke's a great name for big dog.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have a Chihuahua name.
No,
Duke.
Like a St. Bernard name.
Exactly.
Duke. Yeah.
And Tucker.
Tucker. Okay.
Tucker.
And then for female dogs, Bella's number one, Lucy, Daisy, Luna, Lola, Sadie, Molly, Maggie, Bailey, and Sophie.
Oh, okay. Cute. They very much echo baby names.
Yeah, pretty close,
right?
There's
a lot of overlap on those few lists.
Yeah.
Cool. Well done, Michael.
Thank you.
Nick, you want to go?
Sure. It's been my first interesting fact in a month, so I'll try to make it very interesting.
cool. As he's like frantically Googling right now.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to come up with something on the spot. So Empire Online did a survey of the 100 best movie characters.
Ooh,
Of all time. And they got thousands and thousands of votes, and this is an aggregate of votes. So this is by no means a scientific exacting list. It is strictly based on the votes they receive. So since Michael did, you know, name the top 10, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to go in a different direction. Which actor is the only actor to have two characters in the top five?
Anthony Hopkins.
No.
Ooh,
James Earl Jones.
No.
Mufasa and Darth Vader.
No. No. Darth Vader's number nine, though.
The problem is those are both kind of my guesses. I'm like, oh.
Hannibal Lecter.
Best movie characters of all time, huh?
Yes.
Atticus Finch.
Atticus Finch is on the list. It's a scrolling list, so I'm not going to go through and name all of them. And it's 100 long. It'll take me a minute
so
to scroll
they didn't
the
really. They just said best.
They just said best. That was the only, best based on people's voting.
What about the raptor from Jurassic World, Blue?
Blue from Jurassic World was like 97.
Nuh-uh, he wasn't actually on there.
I think so, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Blue's amazing.
Okay, I stand by the fact, like, I've said this before in regards to Jurassic World and how much I was thoroughly entertained but also hated it at the same time. Blue is the only one that had a character arc. He was the most developed character in the whole movie. Yeah.
Well, did you see the preview for the new one?
Yeah, and he's still the most developed character. Or she.
I'm pretty sure she.
She. You know what I'm thinking of? That Will Ferrell scene. You know, that's my boy, Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
There's a guess. Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell not.
Okay. Oh, he's got so many good characters. Yeah. Well, good is relative, but no, in the sense that they're all jerks. I want to consider Ron Burgundy a good guy. Well, but he had an arc, though. He had an arc.
Yes, he did. And a sequel, which I heard was terrible.
Ron Burgundy, I'm scrolling through the list. Ron Burgundy, number. Hold on.
He is a number. He's an amazing character.
He's here
and
somewhere.
Had an arc.
Yeah.
I will die on that hill.
Ron Burgundy, number 16.
See?
Excellent.
Okay.
Just behind Aragorn and Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh.
Okay. At 15 and 14.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to decide, is this going to be somebody pop culture?
I'm upset.
Neither one of you are going to disagree with this answer in any way. And I would
Mary Poppins.
No. I would be Mary Poppins is not an actor.
Yeah, we need that.
Oh, actor. Sorry.
This
male
actor has
correct?
Two. It is a male actor. He has two characters in the top five.
Right.
Two characters in the top five.
Cary Elwes.
Oh, I know. It's game over. I know. It's Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
That is correct.
Oh, it's got it. Of course
number
it
one,
is.
Han Solo, number three.
How could I not get my love?
Yeah, that's exactly where I thought that this was right in your wheelhouse. But yeah, Han Solo 3, Indiana Jones, number one.
I was thinking, I was reading an article about best villains, so I think that put me in that headspace,
right.
hence my Mary Poppins guess.
Yeah, heroes and villains. That's why you went Atticus Finch for heroes, and you went Darth Vader for the villains list.
Yes, and Mary Poppins just because I really want to see Saving Mr. Banks, and I haven't seen it yet.
Uh-huh. Who's number two? I'm wondering who split the two.
James Bond.
Oh, that makes total sense.
James Bond was
okay, that's not
two
really
character.
Fair, though, because has been portrayed in by so many different people.
Yeah, right, that's
it's popular characters, and it's just one actor that has two characters that they've played.
Right, and that's what I was trying to do. It's like, okay, think James Bond's got to be in that top five. Okay,
yep,
now think
two.
Of all the actors, and how do they have any?
Do they have anybody else?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who was first, or which one was higher, Indiana or Han?
Indiana Jones number one.
That's because he's got the deep V. Yeah.
Yeah, Indiana Jones number one. James Bond number two. Han Solo number three. Number four was Batman.
Sure.
Batman.
Number five, Ellen Ripley.
From Alien.
From Alien, yeah. It's very interesting.
That's a
character to put up there. And again, let's
wait
just
on the actor list.
No,
well, she's played by
Sigourney Weaver. 100 characters.
Okay, well then, why were you guys giving me crap for guessing Mary Poppins?
Because Mary Poppins.
Because I
an
asked
actor.
For the actor.
Actor, got it. Okay, I get it now. Yeah. I understand. I understand what's happening.
Rest of the top 10 filled out by Joker, John McClane, Tyler Durden, Darth Vader at 9, and then the dude. At number 10.
Dude.
Interesting.
So,
and
they
just a write-in, I guess?
It's just write-in, yeah. It was just pick whoever you want and throw it out there and see
what kind
happens.
Of website is this?
I have no idea.
You said it was Empire, right?
It's Empire Online is the website. Huh. We'll put the link in the link dump.
Cool. I just didn't know if that would give it, like if it's an action movie blog, that would be a different reader base of people that are going
to
respond.
I can go to the main page and do research.
No. It's fine. There's no need to do research. That would be
But well, why
absurd.
He does that, Lindsay, let's go ahead and check your fact.
Okay, so a few months ago, I went to our friend Elise's show. She does; she's a comedian, really talented and awesome and hilarious, obviously, because she's a comedian. Anyway, she does a roast of your 15-year-old self, which is, if you can see it, go see it. And it made me think back to, what was I like at 15? What did I look like when I was 15? Which led me to, man, no actors or actresses actually play a teenager. Right? Like, think of all the movies starring teenagers.
Sure.
Most likely you're not watching teenagers.
Yes. No, the characters who are teenagers are not actually teenagers. Like,
exactly.
Ellen Page playing What's-Her-Face
in Juno.
In Juno. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was probably 28 at the time.
Yeah. Well, so that's what I have. I have a list of actors playing teenagers and their ages.
Okay.
So I want to start off with probably what is the pinnacle of high school Greece.
Okay.
So how old was Olivia Newton-John when she played Sandy in Greece?
Okay, so Sandy was, that was their senior year. She was supposed to be 18. I'm going to say Olivia Newton-John was 31.
31?
Yeah, I was going to say like 28.
Split it, or well, not really split it, but 29.
Okay. 29, wow, okay.
Yeah, 29. And I have a couple more other guesses. So Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, Cameron's the friend, right?
Yeah.
So how old is he now?
Oh, he's got to be. He's
that was
be...
30 years ago. He's probably in his late 50s. So I'm going to say, again, late 20s, 20, 26.
See, that's the one I would have gone north of 30 on.
Okay.
So I'm going to say like 32.
30.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then Sloane was 19, though. So
right.
that was like a
she
huge.
She was a teenager.
Yeah, huge age gap for the two of them.
Right.
Bring It On, Kristen Dunst. This is a tough one.
Okay.
I'm
so that
say
was
like 23.
15 years ago, and Kristen Dunst is probably my age.
That's
so,
what I guess.
Yeah, 23. That's exactly where we end up.
This is a trick one. So she's 18.
Okay.
So Kristen Dunst is 18, teenager. Yeah. How old was Gabrielle Union, the rival cheerleader
Ooh.
From the Clovers?
I have no
I did not
idea.
Realize Gabrielle Union was the
was
other
the
side.
Rival
I've never seen Bring It On. So.
Okay. Oh, it's been a long time since I've seen
it's
it.
It's tragic.
What?
It's just a classic.
Yes, stunner that a 17-year-old kid, like guy. Didn't. Like I don't know. Like it wasn't in my wheelhouse.
Gabrielle Union. I'm gonna go the other way on this one. I'm gonna say she was 17.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like 23 again.
28.
Wow.
28.
How old is Gabrielle Union?
She's ageless. She's timeless.
She's,
yeah, no,
she's
amazing in every way.
Forties.
She's amazing in
it's
every
amazing,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple other ones. Amazing Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield was 28 when he played Spider-Man. Happy Days. Henry Winkler when he played the Fonz.
Right.
28. Rizzo from Grease was 33, so she was the oldest.
Yeah.
Biggest difference in that gap.
You got Molly Ringwald on your list.
From Breakfast
from
Club.
Breakfast
I do.
Club, yeah. Okay. 24.
Yeah, 24 sounds good.
Okay.
16. She was actually
wow.
a teenager, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have the rest of the Breakfast Club if you want. Most of them were actually 16. Judd Nelson was 25.
Okay.
And he was the oldest one of the cast. My follow-up question, one of my favorite movies of all time, Mean Girls.
Okay.
You've seen Mean Girls?
I have.
Yes. So which one of the Mean Girls, like, main cast had the biggest age difference from the character that he or she was portraying?
Okay, so, all right.
So you're
Mean
playing
Girls
them,
main cast.
So they're 16 at the time.
Yeah.
So who had the biggest age gap between...
Right. First step of the question is, who are the actresses in Mean Girls?
Oh, come on, guys.
I have a guess, and I don't think it's...
Lindsay Lohan was the main character, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you
Caddy.
Have...
Katie.
You have What's-Her-Face from Pitch Perfect, right? Wasn't she the main? No, who was the main girl? It was Rose. No,
Amanda Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried.
No.
She Rachel was the dumb McAdams. One.
Rachel
McAdams.
Rachel McAdams.
That's,
that's who I was thinking of. Was
yeah.
the leader.
You
and
have
then
Gretchen Wieners, Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chabert. Yeah.
Chabert. Yeah, she's on a bunch of Lifetime movies now.
Yeah. So she was. She was 14 when she was on Party of Five. Lacey Chabert.
I don't know what Party of Five is.
You don't know what Party of Five is?
No.
I've
I?
Heard of Party okay. of Five. Like, I don't, it's not, it's past, it's not our time, Lindsay, but.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know. I would say the same thing to you not being able to name the actresses of Mean Girls,
I
but here we are.
I just did. Party of Five was Matthew Fox and Lacey Chabert and Nev Campbell and a bunch of people.
Was her hair so big and full of secrets back then, too?
It was not.
No. Okay, so which one?
What was who was the oldest?
Yeah, biggest age gap.
Now, are we going just off of those four, or are we talking anybody in the movie?
This also has Janice and Damien listed.
Because I would say Janice was played by Lizzie Kaplan.
You got it.
Because that was going to be my guess.
Okay, yeah, that's a good
she
guess.
She was 21, which
okay.
was
okay.
not the
How old
which
was
not the biggest gap.
Rachel McAdams.
Is that your guess?
No,
she's Rachel McAdams playing. No.
Well,
no.
You went Party of Five, so I think I'm going Lacey Chabert
you know
now.
Lacey Chabert? Well, I mean, that's Mean Girls in my head is only like 5 or 6 years after Party of Five, so I feel like she was 19.
Mean
so
Girls was 2003, 2004 range, early 2000s.
Yeah, and Party of Five was late 90s.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That was earlier than that.
Anyway, guesses, gentlemen?
I'll go with Rachel McAdams.
You already guessed?
Yeah, I guessed Lizzie Kaplan, but I guess I'm wrong.
Nick, you are correct.
All right.
Rachel McAdams, Regina George, the plastic, 25 at the time of her 16 right. portrayal. So, bam, bam, bam. I thought that was super interesting. I want to insert a bunch of Mean Girls quotes. It's not Wednesday. We're not wearing pink. So you think you're really pretty. There's so many. I could go on forever. And if anyone wants to go with me to see the Mean Girls musical, I hope that I didn't miss it because it's my dream. Thank you.
Okay. Party of Five, by the way, 94 to 2000.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like it was a million years ago.
No, I was thinking like 93 for some reason.
Okay.
So I wasn't far off.
Was it on a Nick at Night rerun?
Because
that's where I get all of my television consumption back then.
Do you know the song Closer to Free by the Bodines?
Now you're testing.
No, okay.
Are there any follow-up questions?
Any follow-up questions?
Right.
Cool. Well, we're actually at the 19-minute mark, so we're going to wrap it up because next week will be a show.
Yeah, we got to start drinking now.
Yes, for next week. I do have the secret phrase, which is something that I said, and I never usually pay attention to it, but it was kind of an embarrassing slip. It's going to be Farty of Five.
Farty of Five.
That's going to be the phrase.
Works for me.
Because five and party are hard words to say next to each other in succession. I don't know. Anyway. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.